All right, Langston, it's 6:05. You want to call the meeting?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's 6:05 and this teleconference is now in order. Thank you guys for all making it to this slightly difficult, still adapting Zoom conference. I really appreciate everyone's ability to sort of meet the current craziness head on with a really great Zoom conference. Scott, do you have the agenda up right now? I can't quite see it.
I'm sharing the PowerPoint, actually.
Okay. So let me pull up my agenda then.
Could go back if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks so much. Okay. With that, we can start with introductions. I'll begin. I'm Langston Buddenhagen, representative of District 1 and youth co-chair.
Maybe we could do a roll call.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Do we want to start with staff? Scott, you're next on my list.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Scott Kim, program analyst with OFCY.
And Mike is next for me.
Hi, I'm Mike Wetzel. I'm the program planner here at OFCY.
Mr. Chicana?
Hi, I'm here.
And what district are you representing?
I'm District 5.
Thank you. Ms. Booker?
Hi, I'm Betty Booker, representing District 6.
Ms. Taylor?
Sandy Taylor, city staff, director of OFCY.
Ms. Allen? Hello, Ms. Allen?
You're muted.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Anna Karita Allen, District 3, adult co-chair.
Ms. Park?
Cameron Park, District 2 youth representative.
Ms. Aceves?
Kimberly Aceves, member at large.
Ms. Yee?
Susan Yee, adult representative of District 2.
Ms. Kwamalele?
Tashion Kwamalele, adult representative, District 7.
And Mr. Kegelmeyer.
William Kegelmeyer at large.
Fantastic. So with that, if we could just quickly review the agenda before we start getting to the different items. We've done number one. Number two is an approval of prior meeting minutes for May 6th. Three is grant renewal recommendations for fiscal year 2020 and 2021 programs. And finally, we have an open forum for closing with administrative matters and then adjournment. If we could move on to number two, if there's no more announcements, does anyone want to make a motion to approve meeting minutes from May 6th? They're up here for people to review.
This is Anna Karita Allen. I move to accept the minutes as submitted.
I second that. Now I'm just going to do another roll call again, just for the motion. Mr. Chicana?
Aye.
Ms. Booker?
Aye.
Ms. Park?
Aye.
Ms. Aceves?
Aye.
Ms. Yee?
Aye.
Ms. Kwamalele?
Aye.
Mr. Kegelmeyer?
Aye.
Did I miss anybody? All right, motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have the grant renewal recommendation for fiscal year 2020 and 2021 programs. I assume now I'm going to turn it over to the staff.
Am I unmuted? Hi, yeah, this is Sandy Taylor. So before you, you have the grant recommendations for the year-round programs for fiscal year 2021. We wanted to make sure that we framed these recommendations, which are essentially providing reductions to grant awards from their original grant amount. In terms of the effect that the economic impacts of the global pandemic are having, citywide budget, as well as because of
and I'm frozen. Was pizza there? I mean, I can eat some pizza. I mean, I want to know.
Oh, Max, I can have that. Mute yourself. Okay, so what I was saying is that the, you know, the economic impact on Kids First allocation of revenues is directly affected by the city's projection for reduced general purpose fund revenues, which are, you know, affected or composed of sales tax and utility tax. And there's a formula, but essentially in the charter, 3% of the city's unrestricted general purpose fund revenues are allocated to Kids First. And so when the global pandemic hit, as the it's after a month or two, you know, of course, there's a lot of scrambling and to put in place emergency measures, but the city's revenue and budget office was also in the middle of projecting the next budget for next year. And so they had planned to make adjustments, and Kids First was actually going to receive quite a you know, an increase in the, well, the projected budget, but because of the impact of the pandemic, there's going to be a reduction in the allocation, which just caused us to have to review how to approach the Kids First reductions for all of the programs. You know that we the POC approved the summer recommendations, and those were forwarded and approved by the City Council on May 19th. And those, of course, reflected both uncertainties, organizations, two organizations for reasons, you know, related to how they were grappling with the pandemic and their, you know, financial planning, did not go ahead and did not contract with the OCY for the summer awards, but there were reductions set up for the grants that were greater than $75,000, 10% of their budgets. And so in this round, we are looking at this year-round programming. That is all the strategies that are not, that are not the summer strategies. And if you could just go to that part of the PowerPoint. So OFCY's, of course, funding strategies are determined after a year of consideration for the needs and gaps in community engagement and planning with different stakeholders and community organizations, as well as youth themselves. And all of these strategies, except for summer programming and four youth employment programs, are considered our year-round programming, or in most of them are tied to the school year, as in comprehensive after-school programs. So that commitment, of course, is, you know, a huge part of OFCY's sort of ongoing work. Is there another piece of the PowerPoint that we can go to? Another slide. So this is just generally where the funding strategies, approximate allocations, across the groupings that we have that are part of how we frame, you know, consistent with the goals of Kids First. So the first goal, healthy development for young children within the strategic plan, those three strategies that were worked on by the POC and approved, parent engagement, family resources, social and emotional well-being in preschool and early childhood settings, there was a range that was talked about in the strategic plan for those programs and so on. The success in school are those two strategy areas, comprehensive after school and engagement success for elementary and middle school students in blue. And there's a range for that. And then summer programming and youth development and leadership programming, there's a range for that. And then high school and post-secondary student success and career awareness and employment support. These are two strategies that really fit within this framing of helping youth transition to healthy adulthood. And so that's what the strategic plan ranges were, $17 to $18 million. And then as it became clear the revenues were increasing, the Planning and Oversight Commission was able to achieve or to recommend almost $19.8 million in funding for OFCY for year one. And what's essentially happened is we were we did a plan to use carry forward funds to increase the amount that could be allocated because we had built a carry forward funds up or balances from prior years from higher revenues. As the revenues came in at a higher rate than was actually included in the allocation for Kids First, which is what goes into the city's budget. Is there another PowerPoint? Okay. And so given those are the, you know, the strategies, in the time frame that we had, we wanted to, of course, continue the support for nonprofit agencies, many of whom are doing critical in the field work to support families and meet basic needs, try to make sure they're engaging with youth and youth leadership programming, youth advocacy programming, as well as learning and access to college and work and internships. So they're reconsidering how they're going to operate this year. We did some work to really reach out and try to understand what programs plans were. Looking at the programs in terms of how to ensure that they would be able to persist in, you know, with their program integrity, with the scope of work that was, you know, was intended, while recognizing the need for flexibility in sort of in the crisis that the health crisis and the economic crisis that communities, children, youth, and families are facing. And then the other consideration too was, of course, that we do want programs to be able to maintain their staffing. So often in the first year programming, it's really getting programs launched and doing the recruitment and getting staff in place to deliver successfully to youth and to engage participation and to support the outcomes that they actually are reaching for. So a lot of work was done this year around looking at how these strategies and outcomes would bear fruit in terms of children, youth, and families. So what we came up with in terms of reductions to meet the goal was a tiered approach, with, again, reflecting no cuts for the smaller grassroots organizations at $75,000 and below, and then a tiered approach going above that. I'm going to ask Mike to step in and go over the tiers, because I actually can't find my memo at the moment. So if you could just take over with what that tiered approach is and finish up just in terms of a brief summary of the memo. Mike?
Sure, Scott, could you put that page up on from the memo onto the screen, please? Yeah,
that would be great.
Yes.
What was proposed was a reduction of 0% for awards under 75,000, a reduction of 3% for grants, 75,000, 124,999, a reduction of 6% for grants, 125,000 to 199,000, and then for grants of 200,000 above, a reduction of 9%. This was intended to support all programs to maintain the program integrity and support personnel retention. This is going to result in about nearly $1,950,000 in reductions for year-end programs. It will still allow OFCY to support all 136 programs for renewal for next year, an amount of $16,621,628.
So we were able to, just to step in there, we were able to reduce, to keep the reduction down to $1 million by using portions of prior year balances, so that the cut doesn't have to be as high as if, you know, it was taken completely in terms of the difference between last year, the original revenue that that Kids First was expecting and what the actual revenue is. So that's like a $2 million difference. So we're using money that we thought could be used over 2 years to keep it at a level of 19.8 in total. But and now our total is 18.1 million when you include the summer programs, which were approved at about $1.5 million. So the total then, based on using some carry forward and doing this reduction of $950,000, allows OFCY to maintain programming at $18.1 million.
Is there anything further from staff?
Well, only to say that we wanted to emphasize in the memo, can you go to the next page, the work that the agencies have been doing in responding to the needs around the global pandemic. But we're also, you know, recognizing that there will be some additional work to support the changes in scope of work and or to support the continued response. There's still definitely uncertainties, but to the extent that, you know, programs are trying to maintain the original program, we still want to make sure that the critical role that programs play right now, given all the things going on in Oakland communities, that's supported through these funds. And I think that's echoed from the city, even though we had to implement these reductions. And then there are some specific things that we just want to call out, because there are very specifically three programs in the year-round group that also are not continuing. And then there are name changes where we have a very specific changes around the name of the agency that is actually doing the grant. And we also have one transfer of the program grant at West Oakland Middle School from the YMCA of the East Bay to Girls Inc. of Alameda County. So those things are listed specifically in the memo, because we want to make sure that the POC is aware that those things are happening.
Thank you. And before we turn it over to the panelists, I did want to remind all of our attendees that in addition to commenting during the open forum, we welcome all attendees to comment with a raised hand, and the chair will recognize you. And if you could please limit your responses to 2 minutes so everyone gets the chance to speak. Great. And from Ms. Eves, and I'm going to unmute you, Mrs. Eves, and then go ahead.
Thank you. Sandy, and the total of, is the percentage based on individual grant or the total amount an organization would have received? So if an organization receives more than one grant, how does that work?
No, it is based upon the individual grant award. Because, okay. Yeah,